The President's remarks to a group from the Czechoslovak National Council of America in the Rose Garden. 5th of May, 1952.
It is very gracious and kind of you to meet this delegation which represents the National Council of Czechoslovak Societies in America on the eve of President Masaryk's birthday. As Americans of Czechoslovakian descent, we are committed, Mr. President, to combat communism not only in the United States, but throughout the world, with the hope that someday the land of our descendancy may again be free. And Mr. President, we desire to take this opportunity to congratulate you and to assure you, sir, of our wholehearted support of your very courageous effort, not only in behalf of Czechoslovakia, but all the other enslaved satellites in the world. And we hope that your efforts will be successful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate very much your coming here this morning for the purpose for which you come, to celebrate the birthday of your great president who was recently murdered in his office in Prague. I was a great admirer of his. I think he was one of the world's great statesmen. And I think he'll go down in history as one of the great men of this age. I know that your people are a freedom-loving people. For centuries, they were under the iron heel of the tyrant, and they came out a free people. They'll come out a free people now, at the proper time. I'm doing everything I possibly can to help that time to arrive as promptly as possible. I think our efforts should continue to be to let the world at large know just what communism, so-called communism, actually is. It's the most despotic tyranny in the history of the world. And I'm as sure as I can be that the people behind the Iron Curtain are not that sort. It's their rulers that cause the trouble. I said that yesterday in broadcast to be sent behind the Iron Curtain. And I'm just as sure that when the people behind the Iron Curtain are able to assert themselves, they'll do just what Czechoslovakia would do. They'd have free government.
Now, Mr. President, if I may present to you this resolution, which embodies what we think are the most important aspects in reference to the freedom of enslaved Czechoslovakia.
Thank you
once again, Mr. President, for your graciousness.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir, very, very much.
Thank you.